in Christ Jesus, who is our wisdom from God, dear fellow redeemed, fellow students of His Word, as the focus of our meditation this morning, we go to that Word of our God, given through the Apostle Paul, what is written in 2 Timothy 3. But you, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So far, the words and truth of our Lord. If you have cable TV or satellite dish and you're flipping through the channels one day, it probably won't take very long to come across an infomercial. 30 minutes of programming devoted to some amazing product with a great guarantee of results or your money back. Now, I have an opinion about some of these infomercials. I believe that the makers of such products are quite confident of the success that it would bring to most of the buyers because they have discovered some great formula, a unique combination of ingredients, or maybe it's an innovative process as part of some kind of tool that really works. There's a science behind it. Now, the infomercial itself will show you just enough of that formula to get your attention, to entice you to buy if it's something you're interested in having. Many of these infomercials will include a series of satisfied customers who speak on camera, maybe with a before and after picture. That doesn't always occur, but there's going to be usually a ringing endorsement from them, their testimonial that this product has significantly changed their lives. Our service today, you'll be happy to know, is not going to be a live infomercial, but rather, on the basis of our text, it will point to a secret formula of sorts, a very definite miracle cure like no other. Well, at the same time, we keep an eye and remind ourselves of what we're doing here, our goal at ILC, what the Apostle Paul has laid upon Pastor Timothy and all New Testament believers. At Emmanuel, our goal is to use a very ancient but effective formula for Christian education. That formula is ancient because it's in the Bible. That formula is effective because it is the Bible. Same old, we sometimes say. That guy, he's old school. That's another expression we sometimes hear. When it comes to Christian education in general, we need to be old school. I'm talking about the textbook mainly, the Bible itself, which, unlike school textbooks that are in institutions around the world, cannot be updated, nor does it need to be. Nor should it be replaced or diminished. If we did that, we would lose the formula. The formula of success in Christian education is the Bible itself, as God has revealed it in both Old and New Testaments. These two parts of the Bible come from the same excellent source, the triune God. They talk about the same incredible person, Jesus Christ. They both are very ancient. With the first part, some centuries older than the second, which itself was completed around 100 AD, give or take, not quite 2,000 years ago. That's the New Testament. Not quite 2,000 years ago. Now let's realize something here. Generally speaking, when you start talking about things from antiquity, people drift off. It's not interesting to most of them. And it's usually considered to be irrelevant in a modern world. Well, with Scripture and its feature of antiquity, we've got a good thing going here. Think about it. It helps to show this aging of the Bible that the Holy Scriptures are not some Johnny-come-lately on the religious scene, like Scientology. The Bible has stood the test of time. And over that very long period of time, it has demonstrated great consistency in its message. In fact, the Holy Scriptures, the two testaments, comprise the only revelation from God about God and about our relationship to Him and His plans for you and me. When it comes to Christian education at ILC or anywhere else, same old, same old is the only way to go. If we use this word, these scriptures, as the core of what we teach, then we're using the sure formula of success. So says Paul, the aging apostle, to Timothy, at the time a grown-up man, a pastor. He writes to him, "As for you, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Notice, please, that Timothy was not told to move on to the next level, but rather to continue in the things he had already learned from his mother and grandmother and from Paul and probably others. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? So many of us here today have been in that same position as Timothy was back then. You can see some parallels here, I think, between you and that man. At a very young age, for example, we too learned Bible stories, basic Bible concepts from parents, perhaps grandparents. And then at a later time, we learned the same truths from pastors and teachers. There's a pattern here. Like Timothy's situation, the people teaching us, they change. But as long as each one is using the same formula, it's not a problem. It's a blessing. It's going to be effective. Verse 15 shows you the big reason why that's so. The Holy Scriptures, both Old and New Testaments, are able to make you wise for salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. That right there, what I just read, is the primary objective at ILC and also your congregations and day schools back home and your households too. Wise for salvation through faith is not something we are by nature. quite the opposite. I'm going to have to replace all the words. We start out foolish for damnation through unbelief. We need a miracle cure brought to us, administered into us. And here it is. Better than a prescription to fill at the pharmacy. It's the actual medicine in sufficient dosage to bring us all the truth that we need and convince us of it, as was the case with Timothy. It has the power of the Spirit to cause us to believe in someone we have not met in person. Messiah Jesus, the Savior from sin, and the same power to strengthen that faith so that it survives. 9 months from now, the seniors and other graduates walk across this stage. We do that year after year, with this being the main goal, that each one of them is wise for salvation. And the formula to make it happen is right here in this word. This formula for Christian education is effective because of its contents. The contents of the Bible are so clearly stated in its most crucial elements that young children grasp them. The contents are contaminant-free. No errors of any kind, no need for updating or correcting, speaking only the truth which God Himself put there through the miracle of verbal inspiration, as Paul testifies in verse 16. I have here in my hands the only perfect, complete book in the whole world, with its source from heaven and a lasting longevity on earth, plus the built-in power to change minds, convert hearts, and save lives in the only way that beats death. Also, the inspired by God feature of the Bible makes it a versatile tool for life. How we're going to proceed in this world as people living in it but not belonging to it. Let's face it. Eventually, we go out from here, a relatively sheltered place to be, out there into the world, only to face a number of lies and traps meant to deceive us and rob us of our salvation wisdom. But the Bible, assuming that we bring it along and use it, serves as light in the darkness to sort out what we face. Scripture, for example, leads us to know and confess what is true, and also to identify and reject what is false, which is part of our spiritual survival. Likewise, the same scriptures help us sort out what is morally right from what is morally wrong. I'll restate that. The Bible alone is going to show us what things are pleasing to God, on the one hand, from the opposite, what is sin against God. This too is part of our wisdom, that we turn constantly to that Bible, not only to answer questions, but especially as God's chosen way to relate to us, talk to us in love, show His will for us, which includes His commandments. We examine those commandments, all of them, so as to apply them to ourselves individually, conscientiously, and with an expectation of something painful. Namely, that with a repentant heart, we recognize commandments broken by me sins that I commit, that you commit. It's called going through the mirror effect. And from that scathing mirror of our guilt and condemnation, we go back to the gospel formula. The miracle cure of God's forgiveness in Christ, which is going to wash us thoroughly clean, put us back on the right foot with God, and renew us to be what the last verse of the text describes. Christian witnesses who are complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let's close with a question today. What's the best thing at ILC? Compared to other schools, we don't have the latest and greatest of structures or technology. In fact, some of our buildings are quite old, like Ingram Hall. This gym is pushing 50. The best thing at ILC is not the campus, as nice as it is. It's not the faculty or staff. It's not the students and their parents. Don't get me wrong. Certainly the students who come here are gifts from God, as are the teachers, the staff members, the buildings, and the equipment. But the greatest gift present on this campus is this life-saving word from the loving God who wants you students, you parents, you visitors, you teachers and staff members, along with everyone else, to belong to Him eternally by faith. We implore God, therefore, to help us with this important goal, that we use the Bible, His law and gospel word to us, His very ancient but quite effective formula for our Christian education. Amen. We pray. Almighty God and Father, You have brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. We come before Your throne in behalf of the faculty, staff, and students of Emmanuel. By Your grace, You have allowed us to establish this school as a training ground for pastors and teachers of Your flock, whom Your Son redeemed through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It is Your will that men and women be trained to lead the sheep and lambs, which You have brought into Your fold. Therefore, we commit into Your gracious care our high school, college, and seminary. Give to our instructors a double portion of Your Holy Spirit. Grant unto us that true humility, which brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and His Word. Let all instruction and training constantly be governed by the fear of the Lord and the truth of Your Word. Give to all the students willingness to receive Your Word and diligence to apply themselves to their studies with a prayerful mind. By Your Holy Spirit, equip them completely for all good works, so that they may be prepared to take their place as leaders, teachers, and pastors of Your flock. Grant unto our staff a love for Your sheep and for their work of service to You. Help them to work together in peace and harmony. Look graciously upon their efforts and bless their labors, so that Your name may be glorified by all who benefit. Lord God, these are the last days, days of great distress on earth. We are in dire need of missionaries to gather lost sheep into the fold. We are in need of shepherds for the flock. We are in need of wise and zealous lay people to hold up the hands of the shepherds. Lord, move the hearts of Your youth that they may desire the office of the ministry and bring them to us so that we may fulfill the work You have called us to do. Grant to our parents peace of mind and the knowledge that their children are under Your watchful eye and are being instructed in the way of Your truth. Bless our church body. Give to pastors, teachers, and laymen a steadfast faithfulness to your word and a love for all sinners. Let your word in their mouths be the power unto salvation to all who hear. Bless also our brethren in foreign lands. Let them see the beauties of your holiness and grace. Let the church flourish and grow in their midst, so that the heathen may come and find rest in your revealed grace. Bless the leaders of our nation, President and Congress, governors and state assemblies, and all others whom you have appointed for the establishment of peace and order in our land, so that we may carry out your work without fear in all godliness. Richly bless the school year, O Lord, for Jesus' sake, in whose name we also pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive with believing hearts the blessing of our God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Our service concludes with the three stanzas that will be printed up on the screen. Hymn 292, 1, 8, and 9.